The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which brings me to the top five signs that you were at a bad cookout for Memorial Day. Top five signs you were at a bad cookout for Memorial Day. Sponsored today by the Northside Proctology and Urology Clinic. You didn't even know they had them in the same building, did you? Well, they have a motto. It says, come on in if you're having problems with your butt, and at the same time, we can also check out your testes. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at SpecialK913. Top five signs you had a bad cookout for Memorial Day. Number five, the first police car showed up before the hot dogs were done on the grill.
Yeah, it's already
going down. Number four, the dude who was working on the 85 Regal in the front yard was also cooking the beans, and they had more than a slight hint of a transmission fluidy taste to them.
Right.
Fluidy.
You ain't know fluidy was a word, did you?
No.
Number three, the chicken legs on the grill seemed really big, and for some reason there was two small dogs sitting on the patio that hadn't moved in hours. Number two, your creepy 40-something-year-old cousin Robert kept asking all the kids if they needed help changing into their bathing suits. And they were all teenagers.
Stay away. I tell my daughter, I say, you better hug them from the side. And you don't ever stand between no man legs. No uncle, nobody, no family member, nobody, period.
I got an uncle. I tell my daughters, just give him a pound. Don't even give him a hug.
Right.
Just give him a pound. Stand back.
That pound greasy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Speaking of creepy relatives, number one, these are the top five signs you were at a bad cookout for Memorial Day. Number one, your creepy uncle who was making the coleslaw spent a lot of time insisting on going in the bathroom to, quote, mix it up some more.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.